start the public part of the meeting, I'd like to explain a few things about the change in procedure at council. Unfortunately, the Mississauga News didn't check to get the details, which I think is unfortunate, and again has misled the people in regard to what was accomplished at council in regard to the changing of our procedure. We have not eliminated question period. It has not been eliminated, I want to assure the people, just that we're going to manage it much better. And that is that anybody wishes to raise a question on an item on the agenda, we welcome them to come forward, and council will hear the question and will answer the debate or debate it and will take whatever action the council sees fit to do. The person comes forward with an item that is not on the agenda. They have the right to come forward and say they have a question, and I will check as mayor, or whoever's chair will check, as to whether or not that question is in connection with an item on the agenda. And if it is not on the agenda, then it requires a motion of this council to hear the question and the details of the question. That's in accordance with the procedural bylaw. It always has been in accordance. We have not changed the procedural bylaw at all. So I just want to make that clear. The question period has not been cut out. And the criticism that councillors have received is most unfair. And I think the public should be aware of the truth of what we did and not somebody's opinion of what we did. And I think this is very important because the public can be so easily misled about closed council meetings, etc., and about councillors operating behind closed doors. And I think this editorial led people to believe that that's really that we have cut out the public question period. It has not been cut out in any way. Okay, we'll proceed then with the presentations.